In Western North Carolina, a good haircut usually comes with a good story. So it only seemed natural for the Oral History Project's StoryCorps to travel to the little town of Drexel to record interviews at a local barber shop. People have been getting the long and short of it there for 60 years. The barbers are known for being as skilled in conversation as they are for cutting hair.
My name is David Shirley.
And I'm Lawrence Anthony. We're in Drexel, North Carolina.
In the back of Drexel Barber Shop.
When I was about 18 years old, my daddy wanted me to take my little brother down to the neighbor's to get his hair cut. And the neighbor said, I was drunk last night, ain't no way I can cut hair. You'll have to do it. I said, I ain't never cut a head of hair in my life. I ain't never touched clippers. He said, you go ahead and cut it. If you mess it up, I'll straighten it out. I went ahead and cut my brother's hair and got through. He said, oh, that's better than I could do. So he took his little hand clippers, a comb and scissors, and he said, here, I'm going to sell you these tools for 50 cents. That's when I went into barber business, for 50 cents.
We have doctors and lawyers and judges and town drunks and people that's got $1 million and probably owe $1 million. I remember a gentleman would come in and we would ask what type of haircut he wanted. And he said, well, cut one sideburn above my ear and leave the other one below and leave my alfalfa sticking up. And we would say, we can't cut your hair like that. He said, why, that's the way you cut it last time.
Well, if they like it, tell them I cut it. If they don't like it, tell them Lawrence cut it.
I've been in and around barbershops all my life. There's a customer that I cut his grandfather's, his father's, his son's, and his grandson's. I'm on the fifth generation, and they remind you the time it has elapsed.
40, 50 years ago, Drexel was a thriving little town. But for the last 40 years, with good management and careful planning, we now have nothing. We got the barbershop, and there ain't much going on in Drexel no more. It's kind of faded away. Try not to think about that too much. It might make you feel sad.
When I think about retiring, I think, well, maybe just a little longer, because I would hate to think of the time that I have to turn the key for the last time and walk off. As I get older, I think I'm a rich man. Not dollar-wise, necessarily. I don't mean that. But in memories and friends, I've been thoroughly blessed.
Glad you like it. Yes, sir. All right, anytime. Anytime. If you feel better, mission accomplished.
That's David Shirley and Lawrence Anthony, who've been cutting hair for decades in Drexel, North Carolina. Their sons interviewed them for StoryCorps, which is heard on this program every Friday morning. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress. For the StoryCorps podcast, go to npr.org.